SIU's president has been, I guess you could say, beating the drum when it comes to higher education. We've heard him quite a bit over the last several weeks. Randy Dunn is in studio today. Thank you for coming in, Dr. Dunn.
Thank you, Jennifer. You mean people are getting tired of hearing about this
now? Well, people more and more are hearing from you. I'm sure some of our listeners know that you were on Here and Now, the nationally aired show on NPR. You were in the Washington Post recently as well.
Wall Street Journal had a quote last week, and I think this is indicative of, obviously, some national attention coming to Illinois for the crisis that we're in public higher education. So to the extent that that may help move the needle on things, that's not all bad, I suppose.
And for people who didn't hear you last week or didn't see the quotes, it's about MAP grant funding and state budgeting and all of those sorts of things. We've turned over a new year. There is still no state budget in place. How are things going? How's the spring semester starting for SIU? And then what is the prospect for the future?
Well, the spring semester has started for SIU, and it's been a good start. Things have been smooth, and the operations of the university, of course, are ongoing. But I do sense coming back after the holiday break that there has been this fairly perceptible shift in the conversation statewide about the funding crisis that we find ourselves in. Again, not to take a partisan slant, I think that's inappropriate, but I think there is some consensus that the governor, in coming back after the holidays, doubled down a little bit, not just on higher education, but in some other things related to his turnaround agenda. We certainly have felt it in Illinois, particularly with regard to a letter that the governor's office had released a few days ago. And then in response to that, I do think there has been, as we just mentioned, an increased focus on the fact that we are hitting our fiscal cliff and that something is going to have to take place and take place pretty soon if this is not going to be a lost year in terms of funding and support for higher education in this state coming from the budget.
You mentioned the letter, which came from a member of Governor Rauner's administration.
Yes, his deputy chief for legislative affairs.
It talked about a study that came from the Senate. I believe it was released last year, but it looked at spending in higher education, particularly among administration.
Mm-hmm.
And this letter pointed to that and said there's been needless spending, lots of waste. I wonder your reaction to that. We've heard some other administrators say that's not true.
Well, you know, the letter that was released, and it's been now 10 or 11 days ago that this happened, really was kind of a laundry list of anecdotal things from the various campuses. The letter opened with a recitation of how much tuition has gone up across the state over the past 14 years without acknowledging the fact that if you look at just SIU alone, just our system alone, we've lost $47 million of state support during that time. And then after that kind of opening salvo, there was a set of bullets talking about wasteful spending and that type of thing on the campuses. One of those bullets dealt with administrative compensation and, you know, provided this short litany of things that had happened around the state over the past year plus. It's the case that the Senate Democrats last summer took this on. Senator Bill Cunningham from Chicago led a group that came out with a report that said there are some things that need to be addressed here, some excesses. None of those particularly were driven by SIU problems, but it looked at some things that could be tightened in terms of executive compensation. The study went forward. We'll see legislation come out of that, and we're, you know, ready to work with the senator on any sort of legislation that comes forward. But to just take a shot, which again I think the letter did to some degree, to say everyone's overpaid or that there's wasteful spending run amok, again, I don't think was probably a fair discussion of some of the reforms that are needed. I've been the first one to say that if you look at our higher education system in Illinois, we've got room for improvement. I think there's too much duplication of programs. I think we need to talk about how we could get better shared services and build some efficiencies into the system. I've already mentioned executive compensation's another area that I think everyone's willing to work with our elected officials. But to kind of use this broad brush and say we're, you know, full of cronyism and corruption and that type of thing really doesn't move the conversation forward very much.
Governor Rauner will give his State of the State address later this week.
This
Lawmakers
Wednesday.
Will come back in for their spring session.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hoping for some funding for
this
fiscal year?
Well, you know, kind of hearkening back to this change or this pivot we saw after the holidays, I do think we may see something start to break loose and happen for funding. There's clearly concern that's rising among legislators in areas where our state universities are located. And I've had some of these discussions myself. Now, I don't think that means we're going to see a budget fix that takes care of all of higher ed. And part of the problem is we're losing too much of the fiscal year that if there's a revenue enhancement to have enough of the year to gain monies to give us a full appropriation. We're very concerned about that. Nonetheless, I do feel, and I think this is shared by other presidents, that there's some rumbling afoot to maybe figure out a way to get us a partial appropriation, to get some money coming our way, and that's a signal that maybe there's a critical mass of policymakers now who understand how dire the situation is. Chicago State University, a sister institution, has given a public drop-dead date. They can't go beyond March 1. We've had another institution that's shopping a short-term borrowing bill because things are that serious. So we may see something that gives us a little support, a little taste to get through the year, and then we'll continue to work from there.
Of course, all the time we have for today here on WSIU, I encourage people to go to our website where we'll extend the conversation just a bit further.
Thank you,
on
Jennifer.
What may be coming.
Absolutely.
Thank you.